My brothers and sisters in Christ, happy feast of Saint Joseph to all of you. A little reprieve in the season of Lent. On the solemnities, we're free to not practice our Lenten observances, so go ahead and party today as much as you would like. It's important, actually, to do that in honor of Saint Joseph, such a good and faithful servant of God. Today we celebrate his feast day. There's also another feast day in about 43 days. If you love St. Joseph, that's the feast of St. Joseph the Worker on May 1st. Today we celebrate St. Joseph under probably his favorite title himself and the Blessed Mother's favorite title. He's the spouse of the Blessed Mother, Mary's spouse. And it was probably, I suspect, the reason why we celebrate the feast today is because in about a week, we know that the Blessed Mother is going to be visited by the angel Gabriel, who visited St. Joseph in his dream in this gospel that you just read. The angel Gabriel will go to Mary and ask her to become the Mother of God. And so in order for the Blessed Mother to have all the earthly and spiritual support that she needs in order to say yes, which we just commemorated by praying the Angelus together. In order for her to say that, she needs St. Joseph, his support and his deep love. We know that the book of Genesis says it is not good for man to be alone. And that goes, that's true also for the Blessed Mother. And so that the Blessed Mother wouldn't be alone, God gave her St. Joseph. St. Joseph, and she loved him so much. He was so close to her heart. He was pure his whole life. So if you ever see the image of St. Joseph, I see it's out in the gathering space now. You see the image of St. Joseph, you should see the images of the lilies that are springing from his staff. The legend tells us that in order to prove to everyone that St. Joseph was worthy of the Blessed Mother, the lilies miraculously grew from his staff to show that he was trustworthy and true to his word. And we can see that he always was. The scriptures testify to that he was a just man and that he was not afraid to take Mary into his home, even though she was pregnant. And he knew quite well that was not a child of his own doing. He knew that either she had been with somebody else, another man, or this was a child that the prophet Isaiah had foretold. There shall be a virgin that shall be with child. And so he chose to believe, totally on faith, that it was that Mary was truly to be the Mother of God. And so Saint Joseph believed that in faith. You and I can take it for granted because the church has already told us that it's the truth. But Saint Joseph didn't know that. He had to take that on faith. And perhaps as a spouse of the Blessed Mother, he was mocked a little bit. We know how people on earth are, how they tend to believe what is false or gossip. And we can only imagine as people saw Mary pregnant before they were fully living with one another, that they said, well, we know what you did, St. Joseph. We know how that happened. And so he had to endure those words. But he did so faithfully. St. Joseph did so faithfully. He was always, out of the three people in the Holy Family, he was always the lowest. Even though he was the leader of the family, St. Joseph was the one who is susceptible to sin. And so he's, for us, a great inspiration. He's close to us. And the Blessed Mother shares him with us. Just as he was the foster father of Jesus, just as he was a good and holy spouse, he can intercede for us before Almighty God. He will make our households firm, even though the storms of this world will press against us. And so it's to pray to St. Joseph and ask for his powerful intercession The Blessed Mother, again, would encourage us to do so. And so would Jesus. Jesus, who loved to lay in his arms, would tell us to go to Joseph, and that everything will be provided for us if we turn to him. And so St. Joseph would say, come to this house today and receive the gift of my son, Jesus, in the Eucharist. Let's follow St. Joseph's example and rely on his powerful intercession. He's worthy of all of our trust. He is a spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He's the foster father of Jesus. And he points to us now to be fed here in the Holy Eucharist.